الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم، منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه، لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat and that being who has blessed us with the greatest bounty that anybody can receive, and that is the bounty of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with Iman, grant us the tawfiq and the ability to fulfill the dictates of Iman, to obey every command of His in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to grant us death on perfect Iman, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with the people of perfect Iman. This Iman that Allah has blessed us with is the most valuable thing anybody can receive. In this world, two people look the same. They both are eating, they both are sleeping, they both are working. There's no apparent difference to them. But when the eye of a believer closes and the eye of a disbeliever closes, then the life of the hereafter is very, very different. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that there will be two people who will be brought in front of Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One will be a believer who had a very difficult life in this world. And the second will be a disbeliever who had a very enjoyable life in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, the angels, take the believer and put him into Jannah. Take the disbeliever and put him into Jahannam. And thereafter Allah ta'ala will address the disbeliever and will ask him, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطُّ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ. In the world, do you enjoy any bounties? Did you see any goodness? Few moments in the precincts of Jahannam will make him totally oblivious of the entire worldly life. He will take a qasab on Allah's name that he didn't enjoy any bounty. A life full of bounties. Every day was a day of bounty, enjoyment, luxuries. But few moments in Jahannam, everything is forgotten. On the other hand, the believer, person who had Iman, passed away with Kalima, he will be put into Jannah. Thereafter Allah will address him. هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطُّ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطُّ. He had a very difficult life in the world. But when Allah Ta'ala asked him, did you see any difficulty? Did you undergo any hardship? He will take a qasab on Allah's name that he didn't undergo any hardship. Few moments in the precinct of Jannah will make him forget all the difficulty of this life. My respected elders and brothers, this is the reality. The dunya that we live in is not real. It's fake. And Allah Ta'ala called it مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, goods of deception, mataun qali, little goods. Amal hayatu dunya illa lahu wa la'ib. It is play and amusement, it's not real. It's like the toys that a child is playing with. The child, he thinks that's the best and that's everything. You offer him money, you offer him diamonds, you offer him gold, you offer him silver, offer him things that people attach value to in the world. On the other hand, you offer him toys, he's going to go for the toys because that's the be all and end all of his life. This entire world with everything that it consists is like that day, toys. Play and amusement. It's not real. It's fake. Allah Ta'ala calls it fake. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Real life is a life of akhirat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu
great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, "An-nasu niyamun." People are asleep. "Idha matun tabahu." When they will pass away, then they will really wake up. The real life is not this world. The real life is in akhirat. Person is enjoying himself in this world. But when his eyes close, if he had no iman, then the enjoyment comes to an end. Person had the best of clothes in this world, but if passed without iman, that enjoyment, the clothes of this world, is gone. Akhirat will be difficulty. He had the best of food in this world. Akhirat, he will have the most difficult thing to swallow. He had the best of drinks in this world. Akhirat will be pus, will be blood. So what you see in this world is not real. The person enjoying everything in this world, it's not going to determine his akhirat. Person suffering in this world, not going to determine his akhirat. There's only one criterion for a person to be successful in akhirat, no matter what is the condition of his life in this world, and it's iman and amal. Respecting others, brothers, this reality has to come in my heart firstly, come in our heart, the value of iman. Because most of us, we got iman for free, we got iman on a golden platter, we were born in a Muslim home, there was no difficulty in getting iman. So the value of iman is not in our heart. But as those people who had to sacrifice, who had to be torn out of their homes, who had to go through sacrifice, beating, the family disowned them, they had to live on the street, they had to make ends meet just because of iman, what value of iman they will have in their heart? Because there was sacrifice behind that iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who are our role models, who we must never forget, we must talk about all the time. When we are in Johannesburg now, one of our elders there, he mentioned sometimes we don't realize, but the talk of Sahaba is coming out of our bayans. We are talking about everything else, but the original thing we're supposed to talk about, we are not talking about. Our sixifat, we're supposed to explain that it is the sixifat of Sahaba. So when we talk, we should talk about Sahaba, bring the example of Sahaba, because they are role models. Even if we heard it again and again, we keep talking about it, because every time we talk about it is a lesson for us. He told us the story of Taif. Every one of us knows it. We have heard it so many times. But we are still keep repeating it, because every time we repeat it is a lesson for us. What sacrifice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba went for the sake of Deen. So the Sahaba, they are our role models. They had value of iman because they got hiding for iman. They were dragged on the hot sands of Makkah for iman. They were beaten for iman. The flesh and the fat of their body put out the fires for the sake of iman. They were threatened to be killed for iman. Arrows were shot around them to threaten them for the iman. All this sacrifice they made gave value to the iman. So we have to also bring the value of iman in our heart. What is the value of this iman that Allah has given us? What is the value of every believer because of the iman in his heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith that as long as one person taking the name of Allah remains in this world will continue to exist. If any one of us, Allah knows best who will be the last person, any one of us who has iman, taking the name of Allah, is the last person on this earth. Just because of our existence, our taking the name of Allah, the iman in our heart, the entire world will continue. Sun will rise and set, the moon will wax and wane, the tides will come in and out, day and night will alternate. Everything will happen because of one person's iman, because of one person taking Allah's name. That one person will keep the world in existence. When that last person leaves, the world will cease to exist. Some narrations say that before Qiyamah, the level of iman will be very low. One Sahabi was narrating this hadith to the Tabi'een, that the people will be such that they will only know the words of the Kalima. They will not know any amal of deen, no salah, no zakat. There will be no amal. They will only know the words of the Kalima. And they will say, "We heard this from our forefathers and that's why we are repeating it." So the Tabi'i was shocked that even this level of iman, what can it benefit a person? So he asked the Sahabi who narrated the hadith, that how will this iman benefit them? Three times he asked. And the Sahabi mentioned it will save them from the fire of Jahannam. That low level of iman, person taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is so powerful that he can keep the whole world in existence. How much value iman has? What value iman has in the court of Allah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerated the best of his creation, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to get beaten, to get sworn at, to get killed, to get slaughtered, just for the sake of iman. So that iman can come alive in the world. Respected brothers, this reality has to enter in my heart firstly, that the value of iman, today because we are involved in dunya, every day we are talking dunya, listening to dunya, involved in dunya, thinking about dunya, so the value of dunya has come in our heart. One person gave us an example the other day when we were out in the path of Allah. He said, there's a woman, poor woman, walking past the masjid. with 5 kilo rice or 5 kilo sugar, and she doesn't realize there's a hole in the packet. And as she's walking past people in the masjid who are looking out, they notice that the rice is coming out slowly out of the packet, is dropping as she's going along, the sugar is dropping. What will be our immediate reaction? None of us will sit and just look at it. What we'll do? Somebody will start screaming. Somebody will jump up. Somebody will run. Somebody will go and catch it. Somebody will try and block the hole. So he asked us, what's the reason our reaction is like this? Because those grains of sugar, those grains of rice have value for us. We know there was money behind it. Even it wasn't our own money too. There was money behind it. There was value behind it. So we, even somebody else's dunya, we are worried, mustn't get lost. Because the value has entered our heart. But he said, in that same salah time that just passed, there were so many people in that area who didn't come for salah. Maybe 10% came, 20% came, 30% came, 70% didn't come for salah. From the 70% didn't come, maybe half of them didn't read salah at all. But we never even think about it. In every, one is we're at home and we never think about it. In the path of Allah, we didn't think about it. What percentage of people are in the area? How many didn't come for salah? The worry for it, what we are doing for it, did it make us restless? Did it make us lose our sleep, lose our thirst, lose our hunger? Maybe somebody will mention it, maybe we'll think about it for a few minutes. But that pain, that worry, that concern which is required, which was found in Nabi Sallam and Sahaba, is not found in us. But that pain and worry and concern for those grains of sugar, grains of rice is found. That is why it put us into action. So that value of iman to come in our heart. That is why Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with effort. Mubarak effort, so that we can get that value of iman can come back to us, can come back in our heart, which Sahaba had, which they were ready to sacrifice everything for, they were ready to give their lives for, they were ready to make their wives widows, children orphan, they were ready to kill their own parents if the parent wasn't a mu'min, were ready to kill their own brother if the brother wasn't a mu'min, ready to do anything for iman, whatever iman demanded, as long as iman remains. That level of worry and concern and value for iman has come in our heart. That is why Allah has blessed us with this effort to talk about Allah. So much we have to speak about Allah, yaqeen and Allah has come in our heart, so that the value of iman, that we, if we lose Allah, we lost everything. If we got Allah, we got everything. Today we got money, we got everything. We got health, we feel we got something. But if our health goes, and our wealth goes for the sake of iman, it's a cheap bargain. Because that was the asal, that was the original. The wealth and the life was just a secondary thing to assist us to reach that goal. So we have to have worry and concern. Firstly, we have to have worry and concern for ourselves. We're going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, we're not going to worry, have worry and concern for others. That is the second effort. Primary effort is, what is the condition of my iman? How much am I speaking about Allah? How much am I listening about Allah? How much daily am I thinking about Allah? How much yaqeen do I have in my own heart about Allah? In the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, if something happens, what is my reaction in the path of Allah? In our jamaat, there was one incident that took place. Some difficulty came in the jamaat. So what is the immediate reaction? Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, one student in the jamaat, he told other brothers, let us read 2 rakat salah. Let us ask Allah. What that reaction shows? Where the heart went first to? Went to Allah. All other things we will do thereafter, whatever asbab means we need to, but the first reaction, what we have to do? Turn to Allah. In the path of Allah, we have to learn to do it in the path of Allah, so that when we go out of the path of Allah, we can bring it into our life. So this first worry and concern about iman. Look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their value for iman, their attachment to kalima, and how far we are away from that, and how much effort we need to do to get even an iota or a portion of that. Ibn Abu Mulaika rahimahullah, the tabi'i, narrator of hadith, he said, I met 30 sahaba. Every sahaba used to fear nifaq upon himself. Can you imagine? He feared that his iman was not true, was not real, is not acceptable in Allah's court. Did we even think once, I'm saying to myself, that my iman is not acceptable in Allah's court. When I go to Allah Ta'ala, Allah might reject my iman, might say iman is false, is not true. So that worry was in the heart of sahaba, despite having all the accolades, all the promises, all the guarantees, in the words of Quran, on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it didn't make them complacent about the iman. Umar radiallahu anhu, what a great sahabi. 40 to accept iman, second ummat. He is on his deathbed, his head is on the lap of his son, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. He tells his son, put my head on the ground. Son, obviously, reluctantly, father is on his deathbed, puts the head on the ground. Umar radiallahu rubs his head in the dust and says, Waylun laka ya Umar. Illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Woe be to you, Umar. Destruction be you. Damnation be to you, Umar, if your Rabb does not forgive you. all the accolades, promises in Quran, promises in the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still did not make them complacent. They still had worry right till the end. What is going to be our condition when we close our eyes? What is going to be our condition in the qabr? What is going to be our condition when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that worry and that concern to come in our heart for our own iman. That is why we have to speak about Allah. Every day we have to speak about Allah. We have to keep the life of sahaba in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made day iman the yardstick. Day iman the goal. Aminu kama amananas. Bring iman like how the people brought iman, referring to sahaba. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. If they bring iman like how you all, O sahaba, have brought iman, then they are rightly guided. That is the yardstick, that is the goal. We have to keep their life in front of us. So that our elders say the first effort we have to make is to correct the yaqeen of the heart. Turn the attention of the heart away from the things of this world, away from the makhluk, and turn it to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is my creator, Allah is my sustainer, Allah is the one who is doing everything. Everything that is happening in this world is happening only with the command of Allah. Sun is rising with the command of Allah. The sun is setting with the command of Allah. The moon is waxing and waning, changing shape during the month to the command of Allah. Tides are coming in and out with the permission of Allah. Winds are blowing with the permission of Allah. Rain is falling from the sky with the permission of Allah. Plants are growing from the ground with the permission of Allah. I am talking with the permission of Allah. You are listening with the permission of Allah. My hands are moving. My feet are moving. The different limbs of my body are in motion. The interior organs are at work because Allah Ta'ala has willed it, because Allah is in control of it, because Allah wants it to happen. A person is a human body, full working order. One command of Allah comes, his soul is removed. Immediately what happens? Everything stops working. All are working perfect, the eye is still perfect, the ear is still perfect, the hand is still perfect, everything is still perfect. What happened? The command of Allah came out of that limb, came out of all the limbs of the body. Now we don't even call it by its name. Now it's no more Muhammad and Yusuf, it's no more Hussein and Ahmed. It is mayit. It's a dead body, it's a corpse. The own wife who lived 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, doesn't want that body of that husband in the house for too long. Can't manage. Those children who the father slogged the whole life for, doesn't want that body in the house. Why? There's no more life left. The command of Allah came out of the body. This is the command of Allah. The command of Allah, it makes everything work. Command of Allah is removed, everything stops working. So that yaqeen has to come. Everything is happening. Whether we understand or don't understand, the yaqeen has to come that everything is only happening with the permission of Allah. Allah is the one who is in control. We have to make effort to bring the yaqeen, haqiqat of iman in our heart. Allah is the one who is in control. Everything is happening by the command of Allah. Nothing can move, nothing can stop moving without Allah's permission. Quran Sharif again, every page of Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala introduces himself, speaks about himself, all his different qualities. We have to read Quran, we have to understand Quran via our ulama, so that we can appreciate who our Allah is. Allah is introducing himself, explaining about himself, right from the beginning of Quran. In Surah Fatiha, we read every rakat of every salah. In Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala introduces himself from the beginning of the surah. First, Allah Ta'ala praises, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. This was the common word in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at the sunnah masnoon du'as of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, majority of the masnoon du'as start with Alhamdulillah. Those that we know, if you just think about those we know, we'll realize how many we know that start with Alhamdulillah. When a person woke up, he said Alhamdulillah. Person came out of the toilet, Ghufranaka, Alhamdulillah. Person ate, Alhamdulillah. Person drank, Alhamdulillah. Person wore clothes, Alhamdulillah. Person wore new clothes, Alhamdulillah. And the du'a continues. This was on the tongue of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Quran Sharif starts with it also, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one worthy of praise. Anyone who gets praise in this world is not really being praised. What is being praised? Is Allah's command that is reflecting on him that is being praised. Person is an artist, he drew something. Who gave him the intelligence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave him the ability to use the pen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave him the artistic way of doing things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are you praising? You're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that person is the front, but the reality behind everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one is worthy of praise, because Allah is the one who's in control of everything and everything belongs to him. When you praise a human being, we're actually praising the reflection of Allah's greatness on that human being, and we're actually praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how that yaqeen to come? All praise only belongs to Allah, not to anyone else. No one else is even deserving. No matter what we did, how much we achieved, how far we went in dunya, even in deen, how we achieved. If it wasn't for Allah, we wouldn't have been there. That person who read many Qurans in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala grants all tawfiq, he read it because Allah gave him tawfiq. If Allah's tawfiq came out, he wouldn't have read it. That person who read long rakats of Nafil Salah, he read it because Allah gave him tawfiq. If Allah didn't give him tawfiq, he wouldn't have been able to read it. So that reality to come that only Allah is worthy of praise. Alhamdulillah. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about His beautiful quality of Rabb. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Rabb of the worlds. All the different creations Allah has created, no one knows the exact amount. But Allah says that Allah is the Rabb of all the creation, all the worlds, what we know and what we don't know also. Who is Rabb? The Mufassirin explained, Rabb is that being who creates. After creating, He looks after His creation, nurtures His creation until they reach perfection. So at every stage of our journey of life, Allah is looking after us. Allah created us. Allah is looking after us. Every aspect of our life, right till the end. And this word, Rabb, is a very, very important word. It's a very important sifat of Allah Ta'ala that we have to bring yaqeen on. And because of the importance of the sifat, this didn't start only in this world. The introduction to Rabb started in Alam Arwah. In the land of the souls, Allah Ta'ala asked all the souls at one time, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Rabb? All in unison, one time said, Bala, definitely you are our Rabb. So that was the first time Rabb was spoken about. Thereafter, everyone was sent into this world. Everyone's lifespan in this world is different. Some are 50, some are 60, some 70, some less, some more. But in this life, as long as in this life, they are reminded again and again via Salah about Allah being Rabb. From the beginning of Salah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, going into Ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, going to Sada, coming back up from Ruku, Rabbana Lakal Hamd, going to Sada, Subhana Rabbi Al-Ala, every rakat of every Salah, the whole day, 5 times a day we read in Salah, the Fard Salah, the Sunnah Mu'akkada, the Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkada, the Nawafil, the other Nawafil Salahs of the day, every rakat, every Salah, we are being reminded about Rabb. Not that we just read His word, to think, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise to Allah who is the Rabb of the worlds. We go into Ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, most pure is my Rabb who is the greatest. Rabbana Lakal Hamd, O our Rabb, for you is all praise. Subhana Rabbi Al-Ala, most pure is my Rabb who is the highest. We read it with an understanding. We are going to think of Allah Ta'ala quality of being Rabb 4 times in every rakat of every salah. And our whole life will pass like this, Rabb. And when we enter the grave, now the test came. First you acknowledge that Allah is a Rabb. Allah Ta'ala put you through a system, a training to Salah every day to realize who is your Rabb. And thereafter, after the whole life completes, when we enter the grave, the first question again, Man Rabbuk? Now, if the reality of who Rabb is came into our heart whilst we are in the world, and we attributed to Allah, we turned to Allah, we understood Allah to be Rabb, we fulfilled the dictates of Allah as being Rabb, Allah's commands in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when we enter the grave and the question is posed, then for us to say Rabbi Allah will be easy. So this is the system that Allah has placed from beginning of Surah Fatiha to remind us who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately after that, Allah brings His qualities of mercy. And the qualities of mercy are very, very important qualities amongst the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, because human being by his nature, he needs hope, he needs motivation. So Allah Ta'ala wants a person to have hope that Allah is there for me. So Allah Ta'ala brings two qualities of mercy. Ar-Rahman, first quality is the all-encompassing one. The ulama say you must translate Ar-Rahman as the all-merciful, meaning the mercy, that being whose mercy encompasses everything. If Allah's mercy didn't encompass everything, the kuffar won't get food to eat. The kuffar are disbelieving in Allah. They don't deserve what Allah is giving them. But Allah's, this quality of mercy encompasses them also. Ar-Rahman, the all-merciful, that being who has all-encompassing mercy, His mercy encompasses everyone while they are in this world. And Ar-Rahim, they say this is a specific type of Allah's mercy, which will be restricted for the mu'mineen on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah's mercy will come to the fore. That person who has the smallest amount of iman, he said Allah's name once only in his life. Even that one time he said, took 1 second, half a second, that 1 second, half a second, Allah's mercy will make that person enter Jannah one day. So that is Ar-Rahim, that specific mercy that encompasses, that is specific to the believers on the day of Qiyamah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that on the day of Qiyamah, when you come in front of me, that I am the one who is going to be in control. I am the owner of the day of judgment. Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of judgment, the one who will be the decider of the affairs of the day of Qiyamah, where there will be no injustice at all. Justice will prevail, so much so, Allah Ta'ala to reflect His justice, even though the animals are not responsible, but Allah to reflect His justice will bring two animals on the day of Qiyamah. The horned animal who had butted, the animal didn't have horns, and Allah will give justice there also to show His level of justice, even though they are not responsible. So my respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala Himself in Quran Sharif, from the beginning of Quran, through the different ayat of Quran, introduced Himself. And what is He telling us? That recognize who I am. I am Rabbul Alameen. I am Rahman. I am Rahim. I am Malik Yawmiddin. And after we recognize Allah, the demand of recognizing Allah is to worship Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship. No one else is deserving of worship, because no one else has these qualities which allow them to be worshipped. And after we realizing who Allah is, we have to understand that no one else we can ask help from. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we ask for assistance. This worry and concern to bring Allah in our heart was in the life of Nabi Sallam and Sahaba. And the Nabi Sallam had such worry that even the small child, he taught him Iman also. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on an animal. In Arabic, the one who sits behind another person on an animal is known as Radif. There are many, many people, Sahaba, who sat behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's a whole list of the Ardaful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all those who are sat behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One amongst them was Abdullah bin Abbas. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was a young child when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed. Young age this happened. He tells him, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, inni wa'allimuka kalimat, I will teach you few statements, few lessons of Iman. Ihfadillaha yahfadka, that protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning protect the commands of Allah, the injunction of Allah, Allah will protect you. This is being taught to a small child so that he understands the protection of Allah does not lie in the security system of this world, not lie in the protective measures of this world. It lies in protecting Allah's deen. Ihfadillaha tajidu tujak, protect the injunction of Allah, the deen of Allah, the commands of Allah, you will find Allah in front of you. When you need Allah, Allah will be there for you. Wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah, when you ask, ask only Allah. The young child is being taught that when you have a need, who should you turn to? You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah, when you seek assistance only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Know well, bring yaqeen in this point, that if the ummah has to gather to try to benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you except to the extent Allah decreed. No matter who it is, which superpower it is, how much affluence, how much influence they have, they will not be able to benefit you in the least if it is not the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. If the entire ummah gets together to try to harm you, they will only be able to harm you to the extent Allah has decreed. No matter who they are, how much artillery they have, how much military strength they have, no matter what they have, in front of Allah they are zero. They cannot do anything, cannot move their finger, cannot move the blink, they cannot breathe, cannot do anything without Allah's permission, they cannot harm you. According to what Allah decrees, that's how much harm will come to you. My respected brothers, this yaqeen was being taught to a small child, a young person, that this how we have to nurture the, our youngsters also, to have Allah in front of them all the time. Everything you have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first effort. The first effort on the heart is to incorrect in this yaqeen. Incorrect yaqeen. We mentioned, as because of our involvement in dunya all the time, the dunya has come in the heart. The value of dunya has come in the heart. The value of the things of the world have come in the heart. We become affected by the halat of the world. But now our heart is to take effect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who is in control. No one can do anything. No matter what happens in the world, it should not affect our iman. No one is doing anything. Whatever is happening, Allah's decree is taking place. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, through their effort on iman and yaqeen, this conviction came in their heart. So much so that their iman got the stamp of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their iman was approved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have heard the hadith many times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the masjid. Haritha radiallahu anhu is sleeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes him up. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, كيف أصبحت يا حارثة? Oh, يا حارثة, how have you woken up this morning? What was his immediate reaction? We think about ourselves when someone wakes us up, what's our condition? And what is the condition of this sahabi? He says, أصبحت مؤمنا حقا. I have woken up in the state of perfect iman. A true mu'min. Who is saying this to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He cannot speak lies to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because when he will come down, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, every statement has a proof. What is the proof of your statement? So he explains those a'mal which were in his life, which proved his iman being perfect. His first thing was, I've turned my attention away from the world. Respected brothers, this is the starting point of perfecting our iman. As long as there is attachment to dunya, the iman will never be perfect. That first step, turn away from dunya. Our heart has to be inclined towards akhirat. Then he explained, I spend the nights in ibadat. I spend the days fasting. We can relate to this. Month of Ramadan was here. We are fasting during the day. Many of us were making ibadat at night. What happened to our iman? We got a booster of iman because these are amal of iman. So it boosted our iman because they are the amal of iman. As the sahabi mentioned. And the day after he said, it's as though I can see the arsh of Allah in front of me. Akhirah was in front of them. Amir ibn Qais, rahimahullah, the pious person of the past, he said, لو كشف الغطاء, if the parda is moved, مَزْدَدْتُ يَقِينًا, I will not, my iman will not, my yaqeen will not increase. My yaqeen will remain as is, because I already got yaqeen of the akhirat in front of me. So this yaqeen was in front of them, as though you can see the arsh of Allah in front of him. As though you could hear the people of Jannah enjoying themselves. You could hear the people of Jahannam suffering. Whose time came after that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him in one narration, عَرَفْتَ فَلْزَمْ, you have recognized, you understood the reality. Hold firm to it. Another narration, this is a person whose heart has been illuminated with iman. The nur of iman has entered his heart. This is the confirmation on the tongue of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the end of the narration says, the caller of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an announcement. Ya khayl Allahi rkabi, O the horseman of Allah, mount your horses and strive in the path of Allah. This sahabi Haritha radiallahu anhu, the nation says, أَوَّلُ رَاكِبٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُسْتَشْهِدٍ, he was the first person to mount his horse and the first person to become shaheed. What was the demand of iman? Demand of the haqiqat of iman was, my life has to be given for Allah. That was the demand of iman. There's another narration in Hayatul Sahaba, lengthy narration, where Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also confirmed the iman of this group of Sahaba. A group of Sahaba came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The narrator is Alqama radiallahu anhu. He says, I was the seventh from seven of my people who had come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked us, Ma antum? What are you meaning? What religion do you follow? So they said, Mu'minun, we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the question. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also asked the Sahabi, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَ فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِمَانِكُمْ, for every statement there is a proof. What is the proof of your iman? So this sahabi mentioned many qualities. One of our recent jurors, our elders, also mentioned these qualities. These are qualities of iman which have to come into our life. So he said, خَمْسَ عَشَرَةَ خَصْلَةً, there are 15 qualities that we have. خَمْسٌ أَمَرْتَنَا بِهَا, 5 you have commanded us with. وَخَمْسٌ أَمَرَتْنَا بِهَا رُسُلُكَ, there are 5 that your messengers who came to us have commanded us with. وَخَمْسٌ تَخَلَّقْتُمْ بِهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, there are 5 qualities from Jahiliyyah, they are part of our life. We are practicing only from Jahiliyyah. We are still practicing it unless you stop us from it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was curious to inquire from them, what are these 15 qualities that are the proof of your people's iman? So they said, the first 5 qualities that you taught us is to believe in Allah. أَنُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِ رُسُلِهِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, to believe in Allah, to believe in the malaika, to believe in the books of Allah, to believe in the messengers of Allah, and to believe in taqdeer, good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the 5 that we learned from you, that you had commanded us with. This is what we learned, iman mufassal, bring iman in Allah, to believe in Allah, to believe in the angels of Allah, to believe in the kitabs of Allah, to believe in the messengers of Allah, and to believe in taqdeer. Everything good and bad is happening only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another narration, a person cannot reach the reality of iman until he does not believe that whatever afflicted him could never have missed him, and whatever missed him could never have afflicted him. مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْتِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَعَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُسِيبَكَ, not possible, whatever Allah's decree would happen. So these are the 5 that you told us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired, what are the five that my messengers told you about? He said, your messengers came to us and told us, أَنُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, that we must bring iman in Allah, there is no partner to Allah. وَأَنُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ الْمَكْتُوبَةَ, that we should establish the five farz salah. وَأَنُؤَدِّيَ الزَّكَاةَ الْمَفْرُوضَةَ, that we should pay the farz zakat, the zakat that has been stipulated upon us. وَأَنَّ صُومَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ, we should fast in the month of Ramadan. وَأَنَّ حُجَّ الْبَيْتِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْنَا إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلِ, that we should go for hajj if we have the means. These are the five commands that we receive through your messengers. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what are the five things that you all used to practice upon, which was part of your life from jahiliyyah? So they mentioned five qualities of jahiliyyah. Ash-shukru inda ar-rakha, at the time when the conditions are good, we make shukr and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sabru inda al-bala, we are patient at the time of difficulty. As-sidqu fi mawatin al-liqa, whenever there is an occasion of meeting the enemy, then we are firm, we remain steadfast. Ar-ridha bi murri al-qada, no matter what Allah's decree is, how bitter it is, we are happy with Allah's decree. Wa tarku ash-shamatati bil musibati idha halat bihi al-a'da, when our enemies are in difficulty, we do not become happy. When our enemies are in difficulty, we do not become happy. We left out this quality of becoming happy when our enemies are in difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard these 15 qualities of these sahaba, the people of who came with Al-Qamar radiallahu anh. What was his response? The point of mentioning this incident is because the confirmation on the tongue of Nubuwat. He said, Fuqaha udaba kadu ay yakuna anbiya min khaslatin ma ashrafaha. These people are jurists, are people of very high level of understanding. Udaba, they are linguists, they are very eloquent in their speech. It's close that they would have become anbiya due to the beautiful qualities and notable qualities that they possess. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I will give you all five more qualities. These five qualities, I'm going to give it to you so that all the khisalul khair, all the good qualities, will be completed for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, La tajma'u ma la ta'kulun, do not gather what you will not eat. Respected brothers, let us ask ourselves how much we are earning, what we have, and how much do we end up eating? How much do we end up using for ourselves? And how much we are leaving for the people behind? The same people who are desirous that we are going to leave the world quickly are going to use our wealth that we earn hard to do the wrong thing. La tajma'u ma la ta'kulun, do not gather that which you will not eat. That means suffice on the basic necessities. Do not go out of your way to earn more. It's just going to be more difficulty for you to answer on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا تَبْنُوا مَا لَا تَسْكُنُونَ, do not build that which you will not stay in. One house, nice, medium size, sufficient for the people of our family, is enough. What's the need to have another house, another flat? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was against buildings. He saw the building, he was disapproved of it. Saw people building, he told him, your death will become quicker than the wall falling. Then he didn't approve of buildings unnecessarily. لا تبنوا ما لا تسكنون ولا تنافسوا فيما غدا عنه تزولون, do not compete in that which you're going to leave tomorrow, which is going to leave you tomorrow. That is the dunya. You're going to compete in the dunya, tomorrow your eyes are going to close, the dunya is going to be gone. Either you're going to leave the dunya or the dunya is going to leave you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one fear in his heart. There are many ahadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed fear. I fear this for the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fear poverty for the ummah. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ, I do not fear poverty for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ, the fear I have for you, that you are going to compete with the gas dunya. You are going to compete with the gas dunya. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا, you're going to compete like how the people of the past competed for dunya. فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ, it will destroy you just as it destroyed the people of the past. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling them, this is one of the khisal al-khair, one of the best qualities to have. You don't compete with regards to that which you're going to leave tomorrow, what's going to leave you tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ وَعَلَيْهِ تَقْدَمُونَ, fear that Allah, tomorrow you are going to be resurrected to that Allah. Tomorrow you are going to come in front of that Allah. Fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last, وَرْغَبُوا فِيمَا إِلَيْهِ تَصِيرُونَ وَإِلَيْهِ تَخْلُدُونَ, desire, aspire, strive for that which you're going to go towards tomorrow and where you're going to remain forever. That is akhirat. Nabi SAW told him, these five qualities complete all the khisal al-khair, complete for you all the qualities of good. My respected brothers, if you look at these 20 qualities which mentioned in this hadith of Al-Qamar radiallahu anh, it portrays for us, it presents for us our whole deen. The aspects of iman I mentioned, the ibadat I mentioned, what our aspiration and desire should be is mentioned. Everything is mentioned. How we should behave in this world, what should be our aspiration, what should we focus towards, what we should avoid, everything is mentioned. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned these 20 are the khisal al-khair, they are all the good qualities a person should acquire in his life. So my respected brothers, what was this? This was approved by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this person who has these qualities, he has got haqiqat of iman, he has got real iman. So this is our focus, has to be every day of our life, that what is the condition of my iman? Today I am here, tomorrow I'm going to be gone. From the beginning of Ramadan till now, every single day virtually people are passing away. People we know, people we don't know. Many, many people passed away, young, old, healthy, sick. Everyone. Tomorrow is going to be our turn, if not today. We have to be prepared to leave. The first focus has to be our iman. Because when we leave this world, that is what we're going to be questioned for. Who is your Rabb? What is your religion? And who is this person? In one narration, who is your Nabi, or who is this person that will be shown? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that focus on our iman. Focus to bring iman yaqeen on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That only in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my success. In any other way is not, there's no success. To bring effort on my salah. That this without salah, or the day of Qiyamah, what will be my condition? Salah will be the barometer, will be the gauge to see whether I will pass on the day of Qiyamah. My salah is correct, everything is correct. My salah is not correct, will be problem. That worry and concern. Salah in our life, salah in the life of the ummah. Ramadan came, people came to the masjid. Ramadan went, people left the masjid. That worry and concern when we came on the day after Eid to the masjid for Fajr Salah, and we saw those 5, 6, 7 serfs empty. What pain came in our heart that all those people who were in the masjid, where are they today? That worry for our own salah, and worry for the salah of the ummah. Worry for our own ilm, that how much knowledge do I have of deen? I'm doing business every day. Do I know that the transaction that I'm doing at the moment, is it correct or not? Have I found out? Is it halal? Is it haram? Is there some aspect that will make it makruh? Is there some aspect that will nullify this deal? If you never find out, the possibility is it's wrong. The possibility is we are doing some mistake, because a person cannot do something without knowledge. Umar didn't allow anyone to open a business in Medina if he didn't have knowledge of business. So we have to find out every aspect of our business, every transaction, everything, whether it's according to Sharia or not. That is why Allah blesses ulama. Many, many ulama we have. How much shukr we must make. Even in the far off towns, we did have tashkil in some far towns. Even in those towns, Allah blesses ulama. So how we can go to the ulama and we find out every aspect of our life. My home life, my business life, my life in the masjid, my life outside. Every aspect of my life according to Sharia. Otherwise, I'm thinking that it's right, the possibility is wrong. But we won't realize it. And when we realize it, at the end of our life, it'll be too late. Imagine a person spent 50, 60 years, and now towards the end of his life, he comes to know that the business deal that I was doing, my whole business upon, is haram. What a loss. Where all that money went, use that money, what benefit he got, what harm came to the money, it's too late. So we have to have worry and concern for the ilm of deen from now. Every day we have to take out time. Month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, our dhikr increased, our tilawat increased, masnoon duas, everything increased because the ma'ol was there. The test is now the ma'ol is gone. Whether we will remain firm, every day to make tilawat of Quran, every day to make dhikr, every day to be conscious of the masnoon duas, every day to make dua, we are making dua sehri time, we are making dua during the day, we are making dua iftar time, we are making dua after tarawih. How many hours we are spending in dua in Ramadan with ease? Now that amount, at least half or some part of it, every day in our life. And my respected elders and brothers, to protect all these amal, we have to have worry for the rights of others. Especially the rights of the believers. We mentioned in the beginning how valuable the believer is. It's more valuable than the Kaaba. If we hear that someone has intention only of doing something to the Kaaba, we will not be able to tolerate it. The heart of a believer in the sight of Allah is greater than the Kaaba also. Not to hurt anyone's feelings in any way. Fulfill everyone's rights. That worry and concern that I shouldn't lose my amal on the day of Qiyamah. Because the bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah is not that person who came with less amal. The person who came with a lot of amal, mountains of amal, everything got lost because he didn't fulfill the rights of others. And to make it worse, he ended up in Jahannam with the wrongs of others. And my respected elders and brothers, every amal we do, the motivation behind the amal, wajih amal, what is the motivation, what is the catalyst, what is pushing me to do this amal, that has to be checked. Is it for Allah, or is there some taint of insincerity and riya, ostentation in that amal? So that worry and concern, every amal for Allah, because only if we do it for Allah, it will be accepted. If we do it for anyone else, we may get some praise in this world. Somebody may think good of us in this world, but the reality is in Akhirah they won't be able to give us anything, and we're going to lose that amal. And my respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these amanat, the health, wealth and time. And these amanat are such that we're going to be questioned about. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us about our life, how we spent our life, how we spent our youth, the wealth that we got, how we earned it, how we spent it, the ilm that we have, what amal we made. So Allah has blessed us with this mubarak effort so that we can use this wealth and life correctly. Our elders say, what is the purpose of this effort? Jaan or maal ka sahih isti'mal. The correct usage of life and wealth. So we have to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn how to spend our life, learn how to spend our wealth, learn how to use our wealth. That is why we have to sacrifice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba, they did the ultimate sacrifice. They did what we cannot even imagine doing. The demand from us is not so much, but we have to put ourselves forward, make some sacrifice, keep the sacrifice in mind in front of us as a model, as an example for us to come on to a little bit sacrifice also. Firstly for our own need, but most especially for our own self, and together with that for the need of the ummah. And every single person, how he can be saved from Jahannam, every person who gets Jannat, every person who starts to be punctual 5 times Salah, every person who is wealthy to pay Zakat, every person who fasts in Ramadan. Everyone did gush in Ramadan. We may have come across some people not fasting Ramadan. One gush we were doing, 3 people were standing around a hookah pipe before Asad in Ramadan. The local rabbi didn't know them also. In that area we were working, he also didn't know them. He went to ask them. One said non-Muslim name. Second name was Muhammad. But in Ramadan, not fasting. Like this year, the Kalguzari, we will hear many, many places. We are sometimes in a mahol where people are fasting, so we don't realize there are people in the world who are not fasting. This great command of Allah is not being fulfilled. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person doesn't fast, he never can cover it up, no matter how much he fasts after that. That is loss for good. That loss that the ummah went through in the millions, how much pain we have, that worry, for that fast you come alive. And Hajj, every person who has the means, whether he has fulfilled his Hajj or not. These commands, all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that worry and concern for them to come alive. In our own life firstly, and the life of the ummah. All the prohibitions to firstly come out of our own life. Ramadan, alhamdulillah, even that which was halal, we refrained from, let alone the haram. Now the month of Ramadan is over. Have the haram come back in our life? Has haram come back in ummah's life? The prohibitions back, or the prohibitions still out? That worry and concern that all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be out of our lives. Only then will our iman be accepted, when it's free from wrong, free from sin, when it's pure, only with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that worry and concern, we have to come out in the path of Allah. We have to strive, we have to make sacrifice. The ummah is crying. We have a need of our own iman, and the ummah also needs effort. So how we can go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Respect and brothers, that's why Allah has made a tarteeb. First, give an opportunity, those who have not spent 4 months. Let us understand it as a need. Like just as my food is my need, water is my need. It's my need that I must spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so my iman can be corrected, so that I can attribute to Allah instead of attributing to makhluk. So that worry and concern, Allah will give us some part of it when we strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make niyat, inshallah. First, give an opportunity. Those who not spend 4 months, let us make niyat for 4 months, inshallah. As quickly as possible. Sometimes Ramadan, maybe we find it difficult, maybe because of tarawih, because of fasting. Now the month of Ramadan is over, now it's opportunity for us now to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah, cash to make niyat, inshallah? 4 months, set up, inshallah, set up and give our name, inshallah. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
What niyat?
4 months,
MashaAllah.
4 months, brothers, who
makes
niyat?
4 months, MashaAllah. 4 months.
Once again,
just Allah Akbar, jihad, inshallah. Allah accept,
inshallah.
What is your name? Give our names, mashallah. Those who have not spent 4 months, niyat for 4 months, inshallah. First opportunity, inshallah. As quickly as possible, inshallah. Let us not delay, inshallah.
Shaheed, mashallah.
Name? Shukran, mashallah. Faisal by mashallah. Yusuf, mashallah. Yusuf Ahmad. Ahmed, mashallah.
Ibrahim.
4 months.
Mashallah.
Name, give your name. Say it loudly, inshallah. The brothers can write it down.
Mashallah. Keep making it, mashallah.
Who else, mashallah? Bolo bhai.
Those who have spent 4 months pedal, one jamaat is out. Jamaat will want, maybe like just over a chilla left. Before the jamaat finishes and make fikr for another jamaat. Let us make niyat, inshallah. 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, all at the qaza, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accepts it. Keep making niyat.
Keep giving your names, mashallah.
Those of first 4 months also, and those who have spent 4 months, make niyat for 4 months, inshallah. Pedal, foreign, many taqazas there in front, inshallah.
Ali from town, mashallah.
Molana. Oh, Ahmed, inshallah.
Ahmed, mashallah. Give me for 1 year.
Sulaiman. Which area? Which area?
Which masjid?
Spencer Road, mashallah.
All of us make niyat, inshallah. Whoever is sitting here. Tahir, which area? Queenstown, mashallah. Allah accept. Mulana, mashallah. Allah accept.
Umar Buraji, mashallah.
Muhammad, mashallah.
Allah, inshallah.
4 months. Tashkil at the moment is for 4 months. Wherever he is here, inshallah. It's come in our hearts, mashallah. Mulana has explained. Allah Ta'ala has put it in our hearts. Let us stand up. It's amanat. Allah Ta'ala has put it in our hearts, inshallah. Let us stand up. Allah Ta'ala accept us, inshallah. Who else makes niyat? Jee, mashallah. First opportunity to go in the path of Allah, learn this effort. We come back, we make this effort on a daily basis. Make the work of Nabi Sallam our work. Make his worry our worry. Our day, our night, my dear brothers, is the day and night of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For that we have to go out in order to learn, my dear brothers. Go in that environment. Those who have given their lives for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in their company. Make sacrifice. Make mujahidah. Come, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? 4 months, inshallah, IPB. 4 months, pedal. Mashallah, Ismail. 4 months, pedal, Ismail. IPB, mashallah. 4 months, pedal, inshallah. Make niyat. 4 months, pedal. MashaAllah. One Jamaat is out in the path of Allah. They're walking in the south coast, MashaAllah. Now they're moving into, MashaAllah, areas where no Jamaats have been to. My dear brothers, this is a great favor from Allah Ta'ala. These are Jamaats that are, my dear brothers, means of our protection, means of Allah's help coming upon us, my dear brothers, as an ummat. This is closest to the example of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. A person's yaqeen gets made, my dear brothers, very quickly and goes up very, very high, my dear brothers, in these type of jamaats. Why? Because we're going into the unknown. Our hope and trust is in Allah. Waiting for Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance. In this way, Allah Ta'ala shows us, opens the way, opens the doors. In this way, our iman becomes strong, inshallah. Who's ready? Pedal 4 months, inshallah. Bolobe. One brother makes niyat, inshallah, it means a means of a whole jamaat getting ready. One brother it means a whole jamaat gets ready, inshallah. So who from here makes himmat, inshallah? Courage. This deen requires courage, my dear. This deen requires courage, inshallah. Who makes niyat? It's been coming in our hearts. Make the niyat, inshallah. This jamaat that went out also, one brother made niyat. Allah gave a complete jamaat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Bismillah, Shaykh. Faddal. Stand up, inshallah. What's your name?
Muhammad.
From Sfingo. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, brothers. Zimidars also make niyat. Those that have been out before also make niyat. There's one brother in this jamaat that has come from Quetta in Johannesburg. He has spent 7 1-years in the path of Allah. 7 1-years in the path. There are many brothers that spend more than 1 4 months pedal also in the path of Allah. Why? Because when you see the sweetness that you're gaining something you don't get from anywhere else, the desire to go out again and again comes into your heart. This is from Allah, my dear. So even if you have been for peril before, let us be a means of a jamaat getting ready, inshallah. We give our names, inshallah. Zimidars can give their names also. Those that haven't been out for peril can give their names also. Give it for immediately or inshallah, maybe a month or two later. Jamaat can get ready, inshallah. But peril is the highest taqaza. Peril, my dear brothers, is something that all of us need to worry about. That there must not be a break in the chain of our jamaats that are out pedal walking in the path of Allah, inshallah. Who makes niyat? Bolabai. One brother made niyat. One more. Like that, one more, inshallah, jamaat will get ready. Jazakallah. By Ahmed Vauda, Allah accept. Condition of pedal is we must have been for 4 months IPB, inshallah, in our life. at least once. Thereafter we can make niyat for peril, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah. Molana, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. Allah does, my brothers. Many times it's come in our hearts, but we feel a little bit shy, a little bit, my dear brothers, apprehensive. We don't want to wake up. My dear brothers, Allah wants to accept us. We stand up, Allah will accept us today, Allah will accept us tomorrow. Some people made niyat over and over again. After years, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala accepted them. Mullah Ahmad Sahab, Allah accept, inshallah. We came back from 1 year in the path of Allah, making niyat again, inshallah, for 4 months peril. Many young brothers who will go out for 4 months, the next year when they come back, alhamdulillah, they go out for 4 months peril. This is from Allah. Allah accepts many of us. In the path of Allah, they made the niyat. Allah Ta'ala accepts them. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ahmed. Who else? Ahmed Mutala. Allah accept. Ji. Abdul Razak. From? Skaveni. MashaAllah. Allah accept. From Skaveni.
Safwan.
Name?
Safwan. Hafiz Safwan Rawat.
Safwan. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. There's always going to be a need. There's always going to be a takaza. There's always going to be that field that is going to be open for brothers to go out peril, my dear. There's not going to be a time where this takaza is going to be exhausted. It has to continue, my dear. If every brother who went out for 4 months IPB went for peril, still the takaza is there, my dear. For those that have been to IPB, they can take out peril jamaats in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has opened up our entire country, my dear brothers, every area, locality, mashallah. Every rural area you go to, you'll find a Muslim, a reciter of Kalima. Who is going to reach them? Normal jamaats don't go in this direction. Now jamaat is, mashallah, in the south coast, my dear brothers, opening up new areas. Going, my dear brothers, areas where nobody knows whether there's Muslims or no Muslims. And invariably, Muslims are being found. Allah is placing them there where there was no one reciting the Kalima. And our elders say one Muslim is a Muslim locality. You regard it as a Muslim locality, my dear. One Muslim that is in that area. So who wants this? They say go and plant your flag, you know. Before in the different countries where the work wasn't taking place, you know, we had our seniors by Padia Rahmatullah Ali, first jamaat that went to this country, to Canada. They planted there. Today Allah Ta'ala is giving them the reward. This is still open to us. Many areas where today, tomorrow Allah Ta'ala will give hidayah to all these nations that are around us. Because of our qurbani, we went and planted the flag. Allah is giving us an opportunity, my divas. So Allah sent us for this, my divas. Allah says, competing for dunya, getting more and more and more and more, my divas. What achievement is that? But to get more in the akhirah, sahaba was desirous for akhirah. More amal, more qurbani. I desire because that akhirah, my dear brothers, the more you make effort, the more is required. Such a vast jannat Allah Ta'ala has kept. For that, my beloved, Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunity. Who is ready, inshallah? One, two more brothers. Peril, inshallah. Jeer, mashallah. Chilla jamaat also, inshallah. Next jamaat coming out for chilla, bolo. Many jamaats came out in Ramadan. We have to keep the flow of jamaats, inshallah, after Ramadan as well. Whole year, inshallah, jamaats need to be coming out. Who makes niyat for chilla, inshallah? There's one jamaat coming from Spingo Beach, inshallah. In the next week or so. Any other jamaats getting ready? Make niyat, inshallah. Ji. Come, brothers, mashallah. Allah brought us here in order to create fikr, to create takazas. But there was something that's not there to create something so something can happen. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Chilla jamaats. Ji. Any area, masjid, anyone's got satis? So let us go back, make fikr, brothers. Our work is fikr. Inshallah, every masjid should be taking out jamaats. We took out a jamaat from our masjid last year. One jamaat, take out two. If you haven't taken out, take out a complete jamaat. Every masjid has got 10, 15. Mawlana Faisal Sahib, inshallah. One Masura jamaat. Allah accept. Ji. One Masura jamaat for Chilla, inshallah. Which other areas? Bolo bhai. MashaAllah. Come, brothers. Mawlana Ismail Sahib, one jamaat from Spingo Beach. Allah accept, inshallah. Other areas, mashallah. One jamaat from Spingo Rail, Jazakallah. Brothers, only Spingo is here in this majma. Come, mashallah. Other areas. City, town, all these places, Overport. Ji. Ali, mashallah, from town. One jamaat, mashallah. Bolo bhai. Other areas. North Zone. Phoenix, Newlands. Gee, where's all the satis? My brothers, come inshallah. Let us make figure our satis to attach themselves to this environment. Brothers, if you don't attach yourself to this environment, mashallah, Suhail from Marisburg, Allah accept inshallah. One jamaat. We cannot keep the spirit of fikr and qurbani alive. That mizaj that was in the elders, in the listening of the elders, cannot come into us if we don't attach ourselves to this environment. We will feel comfortable where we are, but the loss that we have got, gained, my dear, we have lost, my dear, by not coming to this environment, even for once. So we make fikr now. After Ramadan, let us go back, our masajids, our satis, everyone who is doing gush, whoever joins us, inshallah, our new brothers, make an effort to come to this environment. Listen to the talks of iman. This is our need, my dear brothers. We cannot, my dear brothers, on a daily basis, it's not even enough. The strength of iman is being weakened every day because of our fikr in dunya, my dear brothers, our chakkar of dunya, that vicious cycle that we are all involved in. The iman is becoming set. We cannot die in this condition, my dear brothers, of the low blessing of our iman. Daily we have to replenish, daily. So this environment is important. Come with our bedding once a week, may you stand up at night, make dua, where you'll get that opportunity. Allah has given it to us. Make shukr. Acha, last tashkil, my brothers, alhamdulillah, in Johannesburg, there's an ishtima taking place. This weekend that's coming, that is next weekend, is a long weekend, as well as the weekend following that. Every masjid has been asked in order to take out big jamaats in Ibadah of Allah. So we want an intention from all the satis that are here, inshallah, to go back and make an effort to take out big jamaats. Make an umumi fiza means, we take out big jamaats, go to the areas we're supposed to go, cover the whole entire area, paint it red with the dawat of iman, and the dawah towards the ishtima, inshallah. So inshallah, which areas from here, inshallah, say we are ready, we're making a jamaat ready. Bolobai, every masjid must not be left out, inshallah. MashaAllah. Peter Marisburg, make near for 200 brothers, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Allah reward you, inshallah. Which other areas? Masjid, say, inshallah. Shell Cross, how many brothers? 20, mashallah. Bolo, somebody can just write down. G. Sanger, how many brothers? G. 60, mashallah. Allah accept.
Phoenix,
how many brothers? 50. Allah accept, inshallah. Jee. Chatsworth, 50, mashallah. Bolo bhai. Last year we took out 450. We haven't come anywhere near that figure, brothers. Come, brothers. We need to double that figure. The businessman wants to double his turnover. Sherwood, 40, mashallah. Allah accept. Bolo bhai. Reservoirs, how many?
10
brothers from reservoirs, mashallah. Allah accept. Newlands, 20. We can do more, better, inshallah. Two jamaats or 20, inshallah. 1 week, you know, people are in businesses together. They can go the 1 week. The other one can go the other week, inshallah. So we got the third, we got the 10th. Bolo bhai. Spingo Hills, 30. Somebody just write, inshallah. Gee, bolo. Brothers, we need to reach at least 1,000, inshallah. Brothers, don't take this as impossible. We've got the potential. We are lying. We are, my dear listen, brother, we are sleeping. Like we went to Malaysia now, we told him many areas we went by, you all are like lions. But just that the lion is sleeping. Imagine a whole country of millions population of Muslims, if you start making the effort of deen, what can happen in the whole world? You all are like lions, but the lion is sleeping. We just came to wake you up. And how many jamaats you can flood the whole world and make effort? So bolo bhai, inshallah, a little bit of effort, every masjid, inshallah, to take out jamaats. Can have you 20, mashallah, Allah accept. Gee, town, bhai, you're not listening from town, city, north, south. Bolo bhai. Gee, which other areas? Brothers, let's go back and make mulaqats. Those that normally, mashallah, which area?
Escort,
100, inshallah. Oh, 50, Allah accept, inshallah. Gee, other areas. We got some work, inshallah, brothers. Let us go back. Let us get back into our tarteeb and our routine of the effort, inshallah, daily mulaqats, house to house, door to door, inshallah. Give our time from Maghrib to Isha. Brothers, alhamdulillah, there was some little change in Ramadan. Let us, inshallah, get back, inshallah, to our routine. And the azaim that we have made in Ramadan to improve, to increase, my neighbors, those that are giving 2.5 hours, give 3 hours, give 4 hours, that is what Allah gave us Ramadan for. Make decisions with Allah Ta'ala, that how I can become, my ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala can become more and greater, and my fikr and worry that Nabi Sallam had, how I can bring this in my life also. This is Ramadan. This is the reality of Ramadan. That the whole year, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala keeps us on the up, inshallah. So all of us make fikr, inshallah. Every area will go back and make effort. Next week, inshallah, Jamaats will be coming out, inshallah, in Ipad of Allah. We've got 1 week to make effort door to door. Jamaat won't come out by WhatsApp, my dear. Jamaats won't come out by SMS and telephone. Jamaats will come out when we will go physically and meet them, give them the dawat, with love and muhabbat, inshallah, get them ready, then Jamaats will come out. If you go to places, even if a person is not there, but the fact that you have gone, you have made that harkat to go and meet him, that Allah Ta'ala accepts. The effect of that Allah Ta'ala gives. You went to 10 people, you never meet 10 people. The effect Allah has given, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will take out a Jamaat. If not, those brothers you went to meet, somebody else will get ready. But the asal is to make the mulaqat, to meet the brothers. That is why our work is daily make effort. Daily make effort, my dear. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. So all those that made niyat, inshallah. Inshallah, those that made niyat for 4 months and pedal, inshallah, and 40 days. Those brothers stand up, inshallah. Come, inshallah. We'll put some tartib, inshallah, how we can make fikr, how these jamaats can come out. Masha'Allah. All those that made niyat, come in. Come on. Uli Abdurrahim. Just make some tafakkur. Come, inshallah. More brothers made niyat. Come, inshallah. Those that made niyat for peril also. More made niyat. Allah accept. Allah reward you, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah. All your sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat, inshallah. Mashallah. Bismillah. Faddal. Jazakallah. Inshallah, our halkas can sit, brothers. A lot of takazas. The main takaza is the 3-day jamaats. Inshallah, so let us make fikr. And inshallah, we sit in our halkas now, inshallah, till adhan. And make some fikr, inshallah. Jazakallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.